Welcome back to the Podcast Why. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy, your trusted friend in podcasting. This show is here to help you reconnect with the real podcast why behind your podcast so you can keep showing up with clarity and confidence. In this season, we're walking through five components of a strong podcast why: your podcast description, your podcast purpose, how your show ties into your overall business and marketing strategy, the expected results you're looking for, and your approach to creating the show in a way that supports your podcast why. In the last episode, we talked about your podcast description as the front door to your why, the way you express your mission and promise in a short block of text. Today, I want to go one step behind that door and talk about your podcast purpose itself. Your podcast purpose answers a simple but powerful question: why does this show exist? Not why podcasts in general are cool, not why your industry says you should have one. Why this show in this season of your life deserves a space in your week and in your listeners' ears. When your purpose is fuzzy, everything else gets harder. Topics, format, schedule, marketing, they all feel heavier because you're not sure what you're actually building. When your purpose is clear, those same decisions get lighter. Today, I want to help you get honest about your podcast purpose in a way that ties directly into your podcast why, instead of just repeating what you think you're supposed to say. Let me share a composite story I've seen again and again. Imagine a host, we'll call her Jenna. Jenna has a show in a professional niche. She launched it because everyone said a podcast is a great way to build authority. If you'd asked her at that time, what's the purpose of your podcast? She would have said, well, to grow my audience and get more clients. On paper, that sounds fine. But after 25 episodes, she hit a wall. She felt tired, unsure of what to cover next, and oddly disconnected from her own content. The show was helping her a little with visibility, but it wasn't energizing her, and it wasn't clearly changing much for her listeners. When we talked, I asked her, okay, put the marketing answers down for a second. Why does this show exist? She said, to grow my business. I said, right. And underneath that, what is this show for? What is it here to do in the life of your listener? That question took her out of what does this do for me and into what this is meant to do for them. After some silence, she said, honestly, I want this podcast to be a place where my listener feels less stupid about asking basic questions. I want them to finally hear someone explain this stuff in a way that makes sense without making them feel small. Now we are getting closer to a real purpose. We kept going. I asked, when you picture your ideal listener finishing an episode, what's the one thing you want to have happened for them? She thought about it and said, I want them to feel one notch more confident. Like, okay, I can at least take the next step. Once we had that, we could articulate a much clearer podcast purpose. This show exists to help specific kind of person feel less intimidated and more confident taking the next step in her field by explaining things simply and honestly. Notice what changed. We shifted from host-focused, build authority, get clients, to listener-focused, help this person feel less intimidated and more confident. We named a specific outcome, one notch more confidence, one practical next step. We connected that purpose to her approach, explain things simply and honestly. That purpose then flowed into the other components of a strong podcast why. Her description started to sound like that purpose. Her business strategy started to treat the podcast as a trust-building space, not just a lead magnet. Her expected results shifted from big vanity numbers to steady, right-fit clients who felt seen. Her approach to creating became more conversational and less performative. In other words, once she owned her podcast purpose, everything else had something solid to anchor to. Well, let's bring this to your show. You probably already have a sense of your podcast why and why you started your podcast. Your purpose today might not be the same as your purpose when you launched, and that's okay. What matters is that you're clear about right now. Here's a simple exercise. Step one, write this question at the top of a page. Why does this podcast exist in this season of my life? Then write your first answer. It might sound like to grow my business or to share my insights or to build my brand. Don't judge it, just get it out. Step two, underneath that, ask yourself, and what is this show for in the life of my listener? Try answering in one question, starting with, the show exists to help who do feel understand what. Aim it at your listener, not at yourself. Step 3, read that sentence out loud and notice how it feels. If it feels vague or generic, try making it more specific. Name the kind of person. Name the specific struggle or desire. Name the kind of help you're actually offering. Here's today's podcast why question. If your podcast could only do one thing for your listener, what would you want that one thing to be? And does your current purpose statement reflect that? That answer is at the heart of your podcast purpose. It doesn't have to be fancy, it just has to be true. If you like help clarifying your podcast purpose, turning "I want to grow my business" into a clear, listener-focused mission that can guide the rest of your decisions, that's exactly the kind of work I do with podcasters. You can book a clarity call with me. Just head over to my podcast guy online and look for the book a clarity call link. We'll nail down your real purpose, your listener, and how to shape your show around that. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Why. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.